no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised.
化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
Barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free man, but Christ is all and in all.
你有没有注意到这里啊？是一对一对的。
So you see, this comes in pairs in this verse.
希利尼就是希腊嘛。
So Greek.
所以希利尼人和犹太人这是一对。
And Jew.
受割礼的和未受割礼第二对
Circumcised and uncircumcised
化外人跟希古的人是第三对
Barbarian Scythian is the third pair
为奴的自主的是第四对
Slave and free man is the fourth pair
那这里的一对一对都是相对的
These pairs are all in contrast
你明白吗像外邦人跟犹太人是相对的
Gentiles and Jews they're in
一个受割礼一个没有受割礼
是 circumcised and one's uncircumcised
一个是为奴的一个自主的相对的
one is slave and free man
所以化外人跟希古提人也是相对的
so barbarian and Scythian are in contrast
那在这个名单里面呢
so in this name
我们普通最不清楚的是希古提人
so the one we're not most clear about is the Scythian
你就知道我们会不会读圣经
so then we know do we know how to study the Bible
有的时候我们反正不求圣洁就希古提人就希古提人
so we think about the Scythians we don't think much
我们只是猜大概怎么回事
we just think this is about it
很多字啊我们有字有边就读边就好了可能完全读错了
It's
对不对
Chinese,
但是我们没有好好去查过字典
so we didn't really study carefully.
所以也许到现在我们都不知道希古提怎么
样 so maybe we don't understand what Scythian is.
可是有一件事你知道
but one thing you do know.
用希古提人跟化外人来做对比
so to use the barbarians and Scythians as a contrast
那化外人
now,
就是野蛮人
so barbarians are the wild men
是没有开化的人
so not civilized
那如果是对比的话那希古提人是很有文化的人
so in contrast the Scythians are very civilized
所以明白吗
so you understand
而且是保罗一定知道的
and Paul must know about them
不光保罗知道希古提在哪里
not justPaul knew where the Scythians.
连哥罗西人也知道希古提。
The Colossians must know where the Scythians.
那只有我们这些中国人不知道他在哪里。
Only us Chinese don't know where they are.
因为的确我们圣经地理不熟嘛。
Because we don't know biblical geography.
我们的历史也不熟嘛。
Our history is not that good either.
所以现在我们要问希古提到底指的什么地方说的呢
？So what place does Scythians refer to?
所以这点我想是非常非常重要的。
I think this is very important.
那么因为保罗。他对希腊的文化很熟悉。
Because Paul was familiar with the cultural background of.
在保罗那个时候。
During the time of Paul.
你知道希腊有很多的殖民地。
Now Greeks had many colonies.
你知道希腊半岛啊。
Now you know the Greek peninsula.
最南边当然是希腊了。
The south of course is Greece.
南边是亚盖亚，北边是马其顿。
Achaia and then Macedonia towards
the north. 但如果你看整个的半岛，你才往北走的话。
So if you keep on going north in the peninsula.
你看见哥林多人的希腊人就很厉害了。
You see the Corinthians, and the Greeks, they're very.
那么尤其如果你读希腊半岛啊，特别是希腊快西边的地方。
Especially towards the west side of Greece.
有一个地方叫 Corfu。
Corfu,
就是靠近哥林多不远的地方。
Near Corinth.
那么这些人呢，因为他们在海上非常的活跃。
Because they were very active on the sea.
你要知道，因为这些爱情，就是这些希腊人呢，他们是航海很厉害的。
So these Greeks, they were very good with navigating the ocean.
所以呢，他慢慢的就沿着，你看见他又沿着。特别大家都知道说这个希腊半岛跟意大利半岛中间有一个海域的。
So, because of this, there was actually a sea, in the middle of this area.
所以再往北走。
You keep on going north.
就是今天的阿尔巴尼亚了。
It's Albania.
那阿尔巴尼亚最早你要因为阿尔巴尼亚主要是山地啊。
Now Albania is mountainous region.
如果你从希腊往阿尔巴尼亚去的话。
If you go from Greece to Albania.
那么你一定碰到山地。
So you will come encounter with a
所以圣经里面讲的以利利谷
So when the Bible talks about the Illyricum
Yeah, 就是指着阿尔巴尼亚人
It talks about the Albanians
尤其是山地人
Especially the natives there
山地人个子都很大
And the natives, they were all very big
所以最好的军人呢都是从那里来的。
So the best, army, military comes from that area.
因为保罗去过以利里谷。
Because Paul has been to Illyricum.
而且很多皇家的卫队都是以利古的人。
And then many of the royal family came from this area as well.
后来你读历史你就知道。
If you read history, that's
后来很多罗马皇帝都是以利里古人。
Actually, many of the Roman, emperors were from this area.
那换一句话说就是阿尔巴尼亚。
Or in other words, they're Albanians.
但是我们讲的阿尔巴尼亚多半讲的山地。
But when we talk about Albania, we talk about the mountainous
region. 但你没有想到沿海一段。
You never imagined that along the sea.
后来呢就给希腊拿去了。
Then it was taken by the Greeks.
所以就变成希腊的殖民地。
So it became the colony of Greece.
那希腊文化在哪里？
Now where is the Greek culture?
这个文明就到哪里。
Then there's civilization.
所以那些在意大利半岛那些皇帝。
So the kings in the Italian peninsula.
如果是要做皇帝的话。
Now if you want to be an emperor.
你年轻一定让他们受最好的教育。
So they have to be educated.
所以那个时候就是因为在阿尔巴尼亚靠近沿海的部分通都是希腊的殖民地
Now because along the coast, these were all Greek, colonies
所以很有名的皇帝叫奥古斯都就是在那里毕业的
So Augustus was actually a graduate from that area
你看一个很有名的罗马那些很有名的皇帝都是过了那道这个希腊半岛跟意大利半岛中间的水域然后就跨到这边来
So they all crossed the sea between the Greek peninsula and the Italian peninsula
那么这个是我所讲的就是这个以色就是希腊的殖民地
So this is the Greek, colonies
但是你没有想到
But unbeknownst to you
就在主前七百年八百年
So 700 or 800 before Christ
当这个希腊还是邦国的时候就是 city state
So when, Greece was made up of city states
它是一个城就是一个邦一个城就是一个邦
One city was a state
所以明白吗那是最早最早的时候
That was the earliest thing
所以早期的时候呢你看希腊的殖民地已经到了什么到了西古提
So many of the colonies actually, where did they reach? They reached Scythia.
那西古提是什么地方呢
Now what place is Scythia?
西古提呢就是今天你知道吗如果到了土耳其
So if you come to Turkey today,
那个附近有两道海
There are two oceans near that area.
一个叫做黑海一个叫里海
One is the Black Sea, one is the Caspian Sea.
那么在这两个海中间有一个山脉叫做高加索山脉。
So between these two seas, there was a mountainous region called, Caucasia.
Caucasia, yeah.
Caucasia.
那么今天我们称白人叫做 Caucasian.
So we called, white folks today Caucasian.
那就是高加索人。
So they are Caucasian.
那所谓高加索人呢，就是圣经里面不是有闪寒雅弗吗？雅弗的人就是高加索人。
Caucasians are the descendants of Japheth.
所以真的讲白人呢，就是讲着那一代的人。
So when you speak about white, folks, you talk about people from that area.
好，那如果大家今天有机会到黑海，到黑海去的话
，So if you have a chance to go to Black Sea,
南边是土耳其。
So to the south is Turkey.
然后呢，西边这个海的西边呢是罗马尼亚和保加利亚。
West of the sea is, Romania.
那往北边去呢
？Now towards the north.
发现现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear.
那前不久刚刚就是2014年发生的事。
2014.
你不记得有一个半岛叫克里米亚半岛
？There was a, peninsula called the Crimean Peninsula.
这克里亚半岛呢就回到了苏联的怀抱。
So Crimean Peninsula returned to the Soviet Union.
所以本来你知道苏联的海军基地舰队就在那个地方。
So the, Soviet Navy used to be there.
那么现在还有意思的。
Interesting enough.
今天的克里米亚。
The Crimea of today.
是一个半岛。
It's a peninsula.
然后你就发现说再往东边走一点。
So if you keep on going east.
是另外一个半岛。
There's another peninsula.
那个半岛里面有个很有名的城叫做索契。
There's another peninsula. There's a city called Sochi.
那你记得最近东令奥运会刚好在那里。
So the Olympics, Winter Olympics was in Sochi.
所以明白吗这里是一个半岛这里是一个半岛。
So there's a peninsula here and peninsula there.
现在你清楚了。
So now you're clear.
那这个两个半岛中间这一块
So these two peninsulas in the middle of it
就是圣经里面的西古提
So this is the Scythia
明白吗
Understand?
在公元前大概七百年左右
So, 700 BC
希腊人已经到了那里了
So, Greeks already reached there.
但是他们在那里设殖民地的时候
So when they established a colony there,
不一样的做法
is a different method.
因为他们一个城就是一个邦一个城就是一个
Because each city was a state.
所以希腊的做法呢跟圣经里面的迦南人做法是一模一样
So what they did was similar to what the Canaanites did.
你如果到米基多去的话
Megiddo 的话 If you go to Megiddo today,
因为哈米基多战争是跟米基多有关系。
Because Armageddon has to do with Megiddo.
那米基多就是很典型的例子。
Now Megiddo is a good example.
它这个城就是个国。
So this city is a state.
这个国就这个城。
This state is a city.
那王呢就住在这个国里面。
And then the king lives in this nation.
那平常的时候他一定有一个很坚固的城墙。
Normally it has a very strong city wall.
所以敌人根本打不进来。
So the enemy can't come in.
但是周围很多农夫在那种田。
But there are many farmers around there farming.
所以就跟农夫讲好了。
So you negotiate with the farmer.
那平常的时候呢我们帮就是说平常的时候呢是这样你们可以种田。
Normally you can farm around here.
但你们种田有一部分一定要交上来。
But when you farm, you have to give.
那这样，所有在城里面的人就可以养活了。
So then the whole city can survive.
那么到了打仗的时候呢
？So there's a time of war.
你们可以进来。
You can come in.
我们可以保护你们。
We can protect you.
所以当然那个时候，如果你要好好的做个农夫，你的安全是很重要。
So if you want to be a farmer, your safety is important.
所以如果你在米基多附近做农的话，那么你就当然就受他的保护。
So if you're in Megiddo.You will also obviously be protected.
所以你讲到米基多这个国的时候
So when you talk about Megiddo, the state
一面是包括城里的人
On the one hand, you include those in the city
也包括城外的人
Also those outside the city
因为城外的人纳税
Because outside the city, they pay taxes
所以他们有粮食
So they had food
但是呢他们城外的人得着保护
So but those outside the city, they're protected
那因为他们纳税的结果
Because they gave pay taxes
所以你就知道说圣经里面最早最早的迦南人就是一个城一个邦一个城一个邦
So the earliest Canaanites did the same thing Each city was a state
然后才有希腊
And then there was Greece.
所以希腊的邦跟国，一个城跟邦是完全学圣经中的迦南的。
So the city-state system in Greece was a copy of the Canaan in the Bible.
所以明白吗
？So now you understand.
那么你到了克里米亚
，When you come to Crimea，
你到了苏联的南部。
You come to the south of.
到了苏联南部，那些人是什么人呢
？So where is this out the south?
就是斯拉夫民族的人。
These are Slavic.
那这些斯拉夫的民族啊
Now these Slavic and
他们一直是被管他们很少管别人
They were always ruled by others They rarely ruled others
比方说公元前七百年八百年
For example 700 or 800 BC
是谁在那里把殖民地设在那里呢
Who established the colonies there
那么很清楚的就是这些希腊人
There's these Greeks
所以希腊人在那里就一个城一个城就围起来
So they started to build up these city states there
所以就在那一带
So in that area,
你讲很多很多一个城一个希腊的城。
So there are many of these city states.
然后周围就是斯拉夫民族的人。
And then around them were the Slav.
他们一面给他进贡，一面受他的保护。
On the one hand, they were protected by them. On hand,
然后就和他们做生意。
They did business with them.
那么现在呢，你可以说西固体的文明就是希腊的文明。
So the Civilization of Scythia is the civilization of Greece.
所以考古学家在那里发掘出来都是金子，就像什么呢？就像在雅典找到的金子一样。
So they discovered the gold there is just like the gold in Athens.
所以不要忘记。
So don't forget.
这个希腊的文明啊，就在公元前七年八七八百年已经到了什么？到了苏联的南边。
So during 700 or 800 BC.Their civilization, Greece's civilization, hit the south of Russia.
所以我们今天讲西古提人。
So when we talk about Scythians,
是指着黑海，从多瑙河三角洲开始。
So it talks about
Daniel Delta.
So it starting from this Black Sea, the Daniel Delta.
然后从那里开始。
Starting from there,
一直到今天索契。
All the way to Sochi.
所以整个北边这块地叫做西谷地。
The whole north of this part is called the Scythia.
明白吗？
You understand?
但是后来呢，读历史的人。
But later on, historians told us.
那包括被统治的人都叫西谷地人。
So even those that were ruled, they were also called Scythians.
所以严格说来，斯拉夫民族不大有文化的。
So simply speaking, the Slavic didn't have a culture of their own.
你知道为什么叫化外人？
Why were they called barbarians?
这个英文叫 barbarian。
English is called barbarian.
那 barbarian 这个字啊，是完全翻译翻译翻出来的。
So barbarian actually is a translation.
意思就是说，这些人讲话是巴拉巴拉巴拉的。
So what the way they talk is 巴拉巴拉巴拉。
那么凡是你今天不讲希腊话，就是巴拉巴拉巴拉。
So if you don't speak Greek, you talk bala bala.
所以希腊人看不起那些不会讲希腊话的人。
So they despise those that couldn't speak Greek.
他们叫 barbarian.
They're called barbarians.
明白吗？
You understand?
所以很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
如果西古提人是跟化外人对比的话。
So if Scythians are in contrast to the barbarians.
化外人是野蛮人。
So the barbarians.
是。好像文化水平很低的。
Low in civilization.
但是西古提人就不一样了。
But the Scythians are different.
你看他们写起诗来就像当时的苏格拉底，就像当时那些名人一样。
So when they wrote poems, they wrote them like Socrates.
所以要记得，保罗知道什么叫西古提。
So Paul knew who the Scythians were.
那尤其在保罗那个时候。
Especially during the time of Paul.
有一个帝国。
There is an empire.
就他们建立起来的。
Was established by them.
所以你知道，因为他们非常的富有。
Because they were so rich.
所以早期的犹太人。
So the early Jews.
通通到那里去。
They all went to Scythia.
现在考古学家告诉我们。
So the historians tell us.
在那一代最古老的犹太人就是在。